This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. We are talking about whether or not we've been spoiled by our digital disruptors. Have they given us too much and now they're taking it away? Are we complaining too much? We've had a very interesting WhatsApp message. Let's read this out. The person who sent it in will remain anonymous. Let's read it out. Chris, please.
All right. So in this particular one, this person says the previous guy, who is a 7995, otherwise known as Noel, hit the nail on the head. Grab has been taking advantage of the situation from the start, undercutting others to gain market share and then increasing their prices because nobody competes with them anymore. The cut is also on the driver's side, where they no longer offer proper incentives to drive anymore. And the peanuts they pay drivers is enough to cover petrol and barely enough to make up for wear and tear of the vehicle. It's great to make a quick buck immediately, but in the long run, drivers are taking on all the majority of costs on behalf of Grab.
This would be interesting to get some feedback from somebody over at Grab. If you have any way of getting in touch with us, please do so. We'd like to feedback on that. We'd like to hear more on that. Before we move on to our final story, well, it's about Canada and how they're becoming a tech hub. Thanks to Donald Trump. We are running out of time, so I'll quickly get through this. U.S. companies are going to keep hiring foreign tech workers, even as the Trump administration makes doing so more difficult. Visa approvals for tech workers are on the decline. For a number of U.S. companies, that means expanding their operations in Canada, where hiring foreign nationals is much, much easier. This is from a survey, Chris, from Envoy Global Survey. They looked at 400 U.S. hiring professionals who represent big and small U.S. companies and have all had experience hiring foreign employees. Some 80% of employers expect their foreign worker headcount to either increase or stay the same in 2019. Major U.S. tech companies, including Google, Facebook, and Amazon, have all been advocating for quicker and more generous, high-skilled immigration policies. To do so, they've increased lobbying. They're up $48 million, 13% from 2017 on their lobbying. Compete America, a pro-immigration coalition of employers whose members include Amazon, Google, and Microsoft, have written to the Homeland Security. Business Roundtable, Association of U.S. CEOs, including Bezos, Tim Cook, Tim Apple as we know him, Ginni Rometty from IBM, have all written to Homeland Security. Due to a shortage of green cards for workers, many employees find themselves stuck in an immigration process lasting more than a decade. However, over in Canada, the H-1B process takes quite a bit shorter. It takes anything from up to 2 months up to 1 week. The visa portion actually took 2 weeks for some workers. So Canada are looking to increase the number of immigrants it accepts each year by 40,000 for a total of 350,000 in 2021. In its Global Skills Strategy Program, Canada's equivalent to the H-1B, they expedite that immigration process for high-skilled workers. Now, obviously, this has been a bit of a boon for Canadian tech companies. They've become a major tech hub. Toronto ranked number 4 on the CBRE's tech talent list. That put it just behind San Francisco, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. as a top location for tech workers. Often when tech workers are offered the choice between the San Fernando Valley and Toronto, guess where they're going? Toronto. Cheaper to live. You don't have Donald Trump. Yeah. The weather might not be as nice. Yeah. You get paid more money and many more benefits.
I've got a little poem for this. So, you know, that's that song, you know, one man's trash is another man's treasure. But guess what? We're all going to Canada.
Right.
Because I honestly don't believe, like, you know, it's interesting what's happening in the U.S. Obviously, they are going through a lot of difficulties in bringing in foreign talent in. Google, Facebook, all these big tech companies have voiced their frustrations in this. And we do know that the greater talents in the tech space comes from not just a particular country, U.S. It comes from India, Vietnam, China, you know, some really smaller countries that we probably don't even know of. So it's for Canada. This is a really great way for them to benefit from this because they are neighbors to a lot of states in the U.S. that are hubs. You know, New York, for example, is a big hub when it comes to the technology department. So kudos to Canada to do this because they're just going to reap benefits from this. Yeah.
The vast majority of immigrants to Canada in the tech world were, in fact, from India.
Yeah, yeah, not surprised.
fact of the matter is, with the advent of globalization, in theory, anyone can go anywhere to work, right? And, you know, especially when they know that a certain industry is good in a certain country, of course, they're going to want to go there. And I think America is really missing out because a lot of Donald Trump's rhetoric, unfortunately, is anti-immigrant without thinking about the consequences of what that rhetoric is going to do for the industries that he needs people in, right? Yeah.
And that rhetoric being the foundation of what the very country that he's speaking from was built on.
Yeah, and fact of the matter is, you know, even in the article itself, like just straight up, there's a great quote that just says, immigrants create jobs, they don't take away jobs.
Yeah.
Done and dusted, that's what it is.
Anyway, we've come pretty much to the end of the show, but before we wrap up, of course, we did start off with a story about how we've been spoiled by digital disruptors, but it's also International Poetry Day. Somebody took the time to craft something for us during the show. This is what we have.
So number 8036 says, grab your free lunch and ride if you may, but if you're late, by God, you will pay. Like Birkins for Mama, just grab all you can, la.
Thank you very much.
Good job.
Good job. Right, let's quickly run through the stories that we covered today. If you missed any part of this show, the podcast will be up very shortly for you to listen to. It will be available via our app, which is available on Google Play or the Apple App Store. And, of course, we are on Spotify.
Yeah, so based on that really great poem from a WhatsApp listener, we were talking about digital disruptions. They gave birth to new monopolies in today's business world. They provided really great incentives to capture you, the consumer. But has their go-to market strategy spoiled us? So we kind of like talked a little bit on not just Grab, but you know the entire ecosystem of the internet as well.
All right, and then we moved on to...
Yeah, and then we talked about the social media posts and how it could actually affect your insurance in the near future.
Yep, and then we discussed why you can't trust surveys. It's because the people taking them are very specific.
And then from a survey, we found out that Canada is becoming a tech hub thanks to Donald Trump. Now, ladies and gentlemen, stick around because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. Petronas Degangan is the principal marketing arm of Petronas. It's also a retailer and marketer of downstream oil and gas products. The Breakfast Grill spoke with Dato Sri Said Zainal Abidin, the CEO of Petronas Degangan, and about plans to expand and value add to its Mesra retail business, their marketing strategies for the national oil company, and ways to adapt to shifting automotive trends. All coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Jeff Sandu and Christian Wong, this has been Enterprise Biz Bites here on BFM 89.9. To take us out of the show, it's a little bit of U2 with Vertigo. You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.